Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. Thank you for listening to this very special episode that we recorded live at Anime Banzai. I had a lot of fun out over in Banzai. Those of you that were here over at this particular episode, I hope that you guys had some fun. I'm going to try my best to go and make sure that the video is linked in with this audio as well, so that way you can kind of watch both or listen to both or however you want to go and do it. But regardless, I had a lot of fun. It was an awesome opportunity. I definitely am planning on doing this more at the cons that we'll be going to. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Like I said, we had quite a bit of fun. It's probably going to be a little loud, a little garbled. It was kind of hard getting all four microphones because all the microphones pick up every other microphone as well, so coalescing into one ginormous bit of sound just kind of makes it a bit garbled. So hopefully you guys don't mind that so much, but like I said, I had tons of fun. The only thing I will say other than this is that look out for this coming Wednesday, November the 1st, we're going to have our Indiegogo go live. So if you'd like to go and donate to us, that'd be great. Just go on to Indiegogo and you can search up Cracked Brain. You can search up just my name in the locations menu. It's like however you'd like to go and find. I know I'll be posting it on the episode that will be going live on Wednesday anyway. So hopefully you guys have been liking the content so far enough that you're willing to go and throw out a few things. Today alone, I was able to go and find a few other products that we're going to be offering during that time as well. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm super excited. Like I said, it's going to go for about 2 months. So from November 1st to late December. So that way everyone has their time to be able to go in and put in for it. So yeah, I hope that you guys are able to go and help us out and, you know, and let us keep on going in the direction that we want to go. So let's actually just get into this very special episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. It's like, so we'll go all of us all at the same time.
I don't want to. Yeah,
you're going to have to.
Well, but I want to say something different than the
other
people.
Well, that sucks to be you. Okay. So hey,
so I'm going to say whatever
so
I want
you two,
to say.
Then you two say words?
Words.
We're saying words.
Okay.
Words.
I don't words.
Brandon,
words.
You say words?
I don't words good at all. Why does it have to be Washington?
No.
Washington. La, la,
it's gonna
la.
Have to be.
We so do words go. Good.
We do
words
good.
You.
What's up?
Yay!
Make a what outside?
A line.
Oh, I think you said a light. And I was like, Cinder,
like
chill!
A light? We needed a light.
I was about to say, that's disgusting, you two.
Usually.
Like Cinder, leave that at home.
Hi, Ante.
Alright?
There we go. Okay.
It's not here. I don't see anything.
That is a giant ring on the end of that sword.
Yes.
That makes the sword far more effective for ringing jobs.
Quick question. Why does everyone else have a monster and I don't?
Because...
Oh. Not everyone else, just me.
What did you call me?
Racist. It's been a long, long day.
It's been a long day, but it's been a fun day.
I think the cold weather.
I think Stefan is the HR guy.
Technically!
Yeah,
if we have any complaints, he just tells us we're SOL.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nothing I can do about it. So, hi guys.
Hi guys.
Hi guys.
Is it 6:30? Okay, so it's past 6:30.
It is
past 6:30.
Our Facebook thing's already getting comments. Tyler, you need to be on that.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, just let him go on that.
I didn't realize that was me.
Yeah, we are doing this Facebook Live too. Unfortunately, I can't turn the camera.
Yeah.
It's being foobar.
So those of you who didn't show up to Bonsai or watching us on Facebook, get to Bonsai, like, right now.
And we are recording.
You'll get
this.
A better view.
Well, for, like, for at least through my aunt that is that I know my is watching right now. That's what? Ohio is probably something close to, like, 1,200 miles, maybe?
Oh, well, she can figure it out. I believe in her.
And then...
No comment. So
I have faith.
So, Stefan.
Yeah, I hold sick. Well, yeah.
You're late, man.
Actually, my phone's at like 28%.
Mine's
at like 10%.
Does anyone have a charger? Because then I can actually check.
Grab my backpack. There's another charger. There's a micro USB in the
backpack.
In the pocket on the back.
This one?
Yeah. So in pocket, there is a charger, micro USB charger.
Yeah, so I mean, welcome to what Cracked Brain does, you guys.
Okay, look, as the person that basically does this podcast, like, okay,
now I need
let's
to find
see.
Out what.
Who's been in front of me as I've done the podcast?
I think these are outlets.
Yeah, you've been in front of me as I've done the podcast. So it's like, all I can think of is like, yeah, the setup is, this is about normal.
I don't think they are.
This is about normal. Oh. Maybe about like a 3-hour conversation before this.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, there we are.
Oh, thank look you, at Susan. That. She has.
Susan just gave you a power block.
Yeah, awesome. A power bank. That's. Thank you.
She is awesome. So.
Look at this weirdo right here. Okay. What Mentiri charlatan like in the room and
she's
watching
us from both angles.
What's going on now?
Okay.
She's like that person that goes to a football game and watches it on their tablet.
Look, my entire realm right now sticks over here. No one touch it. No one. I swear. I will, oh God! I will put my foot through your face.
He's not touching it.
I'm not touching it.
Just be glad I did.
You see what I have to deal with.
We're like his kids, but older.
If I decide to scare you tonight or tomorrow night,
no,
I'm gonna record it.
No,
this is content.
Okay, I'm okay.
No. Just like we're rooming.
Not
another
room podcast for us.
Yeah.
Okay. We're rooming. Okay. So
exactly. And what I will also say,
I don't know who I feel more sorry for in that case. To be honest,
wow.
Feel sorry for me.
Rude.
Just feel sorry for Cole.
Yeah. Let's see. Within the last 24 hours, what have we done to him?
He's still sticking around us.
Yeah, that's true.
Except for I don't know where. Oh,
he has nowhere else to go.
I don't know.
He's supposed to be in the audience right now.
I was gonna say, Cole, if you're watching, we feel.
It, right.
We feel, man. Hashtag pray for Cole.
Yep.
Just shout out to this Stephanie Moon who keeps commenting on our
That's auntie.
Live.
That's auntie.
Yeah, that's his aunt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, she's going to be very mean. Not mean. Loving in a very, very special way. Namesake.
Tough love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She knows the real me. I'm an idiot. So. You all know the real me.
Well, I mean,
I'm an
you
idiot.
Are a guy, so.
We're all idiots.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think your phone sound is picking up on the mic, Tyler.
No, I have. Oh, that's my notification things. Okay. I
yeah.
Notification. Bing.
There we go.
I was going to say, I know my. Who I turned my volume tone? Off for media.
Yeah.
Last night.
I don't know.
Okay. This should be good.
I don't know.
Like okay, so day one at Bonsai, what have we all seen?
I'm going to pose that over to you guys first. Because so far, him and I have been stuck at the hip most of the day.
I
want to hear what you guys have done.
I have seen so many boobs. Okay, no, not really. No boobs. This is a family-friendly con.
That's a lie.
Oh, it is a lie.
Okay, but for real, though, like, this photographer was 100% prepared for Tyler. It was pretty amazing.
So I'm dressed as Kazuma, obviously. And we're walking by, and this guy stops me. He's like, can I steal you for a second? And he wanted to take a picture of me having stolen his boxers. It was great.
So, yeah, he had a pair of brand new boxers right there ready for Tyler to use. And they got the picture of Tyler swinging them around his head while the guy grabbed his pants like he just lost his boxers. And I was like, I was just so floored by the fact this guy was prepared for this photo op.
Now, question. Did you put them on your face?
Oh, you should have.
No.
Why not?
You should have signed him and give him back to him.
You abandoned all pride at that, at that juncture and you put them on your face. And you do nothing but a...
You just take a nice breath in, just press them against her nose. Inhale really deep like.
No, that's just for the girls.
Oh, man.
Perfection.
Well, I'm surrounded by these guys right now. I don't go around sniffing underwear. Even if they're at the store, I don't go up to the store. Like, I go to American Eagle or Victoria's Secret. It's like, where are your...
Why are you going into Victoria's Secret? No. Why are you going into...
creepy. Yeah. Where are your freshest smelling underwear?
Where are the ones you sniff?
He kicked out immediately.
No, he's right. He doesn't smell them. He just goes in there and he rubs them against his face like, oh, that's so smooth.
That's how he stays young.
Broke out all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Puts the panties on its skin.
Go.
We also have been going crazy with the ribbon stuff, which has been
we've
awesome.
Got a lot of ribbons there.
We've got a lot of these ribbons.
I do.
Yeah,
you had, for you guys don't know what ribbons are, it's a thing. Do they do it at other conventions?
ALA.
Yeah.
Okay.
ALA is a
big thing at ALA.
ALA is also known as Ribbon Con. Apparently about 90% of people bring them, and they're so popular. Some people just print a bunch off and leave them on the floor for people to grab.
That's not fun.
Yeah, I guess it has, Renna was mentioning the ones that were on the floor were called Oops, I Dropped My Spaghetti, and they were just all over the floor for people to find.
You find them, you pick them up.
Again. My brain went exactly to what he was singing.
I don't.
There was, she said there's even some ribbons where it's like, there's ones that's like, I sneezed at ALA, and so if you sneeze, they'll give you a ribbon. that's how common it is at ALA. So Bonsai, it's not as popular, because this is our first year doing it. Experiment.
Let's see. On the ones that I have loved the most, the Howling Like a Wolf.
That was
all right. This is you all. If you haven't done it, please, for the love of God, go do it.
We haven't found that person yet.
Yeah, no. I really do. See, between that and then, does anyone else have the up 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 one?
No,
that one.
I saw how you earned that one, but
yeah, right. Okay, so for anyone, if you are gonna go and try finding this. This ribbon, it is amazing to go and do. You have to basically do some sort of battle stance. I did a backflip. All right, that works.
Well, that's perfect for me. I'm a JoJo's character. My whole life is about being extra. I mean, battle back stances.
Backflip.
I can't do a backflip. I
can do a somersault. Does that count?
You haven't tried.
I have tried.
If I do that.
Fair enough.
Stefan, I am white and chubby. I cannot do a backflip.
Okay, no. I can... Okay, look. I was on the dive team for way too long. All right. We had people that were, let's just say, a little plus ultra, on the diving board. All right. I've seen them twist, flip, and somersault me to shame. Okay? So, no, you have no excuse. You just need training.
Well, my excuse is I can't.
Training!
Training!
Draining. Okay, now, here's what I will say. In true crack brain fashion, we're now 10 minutes, 30 seconds in.
We have not
introduced ourselves.
I tried to start an intro. And
when?
I was like, hey, Stefan, are we going to do this?
Okay, well let's go on to the intro.
Past the thing, and you're like, no, and you kept talking to someone. And I was like, I just want to talk to the audience and say, hey, welcome to Crack Brain Live at Anime Bonsai.
And can I go, woo?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, you just did, so.
Yeah. So, just to make it go by faster, we're all named Stefan.
How are you, Stefan?
All different versions. We've got...
Apparently my mother did not name me the right way, because now I've got three clones.
Yep.
We've got Vanilla, we've got Pepper.
And Girl.
We are member.
We are member!
That comes out Tuesday.
Oh.
The video podcast comes out Tuesday.
So there's a sneak peek of it.
The bloopers will come out in a month.
Oh.
So
okay. I'm excited for those bloopers. Those are going to be great.
Um,
It'll probably be a new shirt. It's, we are member.
We are member!
We were trying to do introductions for a video, and Stefan got it out instead of saying, you know, we're the members of Cracked Brain. It's just, we are a member.
I think I said that, what, about like 6-7 times? And I could not start out this entire thing without going like, hey, we are member.
Like, yeah, this, I have 5 minutes of bloopers of just of stuff like that going over and over again, as well as other stuff. But it's...
I hate you.
It wouldn't be an episode if you didn't hate me. Oh, wait, hold on. Before we get further...
I don't think we've had
enough. We still haven't introduced ourselves!
The biggest thing I have to say is, suck it, Moody. 7. This is podcast number 7 for me.
And the live one?
It's the second live one.
Oh, my God. You know what's also bad is that at the time of this recording, her next episode goes up on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid. I haven't talked to her in like a week.
Yeah, it's okay. So for anyone that does not know Madam Moody, she is basically what I call the scare queen of Salt Lake, because she walked into my house first. Shut mouth. She walked into my house the very first like episode, and we were like, okay, cool, we did the episode, and then I knew it was going to be great when we just basically started talking about weird ways to murder people. And then at the end of the podcast, I was like, let's do a picture. Grabbed a butcher knife and was like, let's do a picture. It's like, okay.
I did not know about that.
Yeah, the very first butcher thumbnail that I have of the podcast is me going like, ah!
Okay.
So we introduced Miss Moody and not ourselves.
Before we introduced you.
Okay, I am Stefan, podcast host and company president.
Oh, we're doing titles now? Is that what we're doing?
Boom!
Well, this episode, not really. It's sponsored by Woodpecker Cosplay.
You shut your mouth!
Brandon Peck, video productions director.
I hate you.
You love me.
I do.
I made you pancakes and hash browns.
He did! You made me pancakes.
Where's our pancakes?
Right?
You should come by the hotel.
We don't know where you guys are.
Yeah, which hotel are you guys in?
Econo Lodge.
Okay. Where? Oh, you're the ones down the street. I remember now.
Yeah, so we'll probably be late night pancakes because we're going to take advantage of the free breakfast at our hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay. Anyway.
On to the next one. That would be me, Tyler Jacobson. My official title is technical advisor.
Which is code for what he does.
No. Yes, that's exactly true.
He's monitoring the Facebook Live thing, and if there's any questions, he'll say it.
He literally has no job.
You have job, you have no responsibility. That is the best job.
To be fair, my job doesn't pay, so.
To be fair, that's what he put on his...
My job doesn't pay either.
To be fair, during career day in high school, I'm pretty sure that he put that down as his future dream job, is not to do anything.
Work and no pay.
Yeah. No, the opposite. Pay and no work.
Living the dream.
I love you guys.
That's why we're still here.
So I'm Candace. I am the art director. I'm going to be in charge of making everything look pretty.
Woo! Put stars in my eyes.
Except for Tyler. I mean, I'm not a miracle worker, you guys.
Have you not seen the hair?
Beautiful.
I was just about to say hair high five.
So I just got to know. I see this giant ring on this sword. I want to know what series this is from.
Bleach.
Okay. I must not have gotten that far.
Bring it up here so the people on Facebook can see it.
High five.
Woo! Yes. High five. That's yes. The crowd. This is an interactive audience, so.
Yeah, which I don't believe in the people being completely silent. If you all have stuff to say, you are more than welcome to say
that. I do that all the time.
You have a question.
We have an answer.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So this is... God, I hate... I hate people. All right. On my laptop, there's a thing that looks like a fidget spinner. I can't even remember, like, exactly why I have it, but I got it over at a Maker Faire maybe, like, God, 5 years ago. And it was just like, it's basically off this game where you literally have like two sticks, that little thing, and you hold them in between. And you're supposed to go and do that, and it shoots it over at a magnetic dartboard.
It is an
amazingly fun game that I've waited to, like, I want it to come out, and it has not come out. Because all I can think of is having a few drinks and then doing that. Yes.
Oh, dear.
We looked it up on YouTube after he explained it to us.
It does actually
look
fun.
Really fun.
It looks ridiculous amounts of fun.
It also looks like it could be very dangerous.
Yeah, it looks like darts, but dangerous. When you lose, you have two weapons.
Yes! So it's just, yes, speeding
implements. Now, to be fair on this fidget spinner thing, for anyone who's a fan of Sword Art Online, Kirito has one on his jacket.
All of the Sword Art Online fans have now raged. They're not in the room, but they're in the convention somewhere, and they're like, my Kirito's insult senses are going off.
I wanted to kill Kirito.
We all did.
Now, yeah. I will say this, dude. When was the first time you all saw a fidget spinner, either on TV, movie, in real life? Where?
Because
I know... What was that?
That's a good question.
And when did you see that?
I don't know, probably like last year.
I can still beat it.
Yeah,
I don't know when I first saw it.
I was pretty late to the fidget spinner game. The first time I saw it was this kid coming through my line at work, and like the conveyor belt was going, and he just had it kind of sitting on top, so it was moving. And I was just like, oh, that's kind of neat. Like, whatever.
I don't remember. I just saw it forever ago. And I was like, what in the world is that? And it's just fidget spinner. You just spin it. I was like, huh. That kind of seems lame.
The first fidget spinner that I saw was in the second G.I. Joe movie.
Wait, what?
Yes!
With The Rock doing it? He's sitting there shooting.
Or no, it's not the second one. It's the first one! Okay, the white ninja guy. I forget it.
What?
He's literally has a shuriken that he just sits there and does this with.
Oh, wow.
And it's a fidget spinner. And since then, I've been like, okay, there's, you know, whatever. I'm not really going to worry about that until my child brought one home that looked like a ninja star. And I'm sitting there like,
Where have I
seen this? And yes, G.I. Joe. So I blame G.I. Joe.
The real American
for
hero.
Fidget spinners.
G.I. Okay. Joe.
Two properties I hate.
G.I. Joe.
And fidget spinners.
Fidget spinner.
I
so
never
you
got
put one
into
on your
G.I.
laptop.
Joe.
It's nothing to rave about. Not like Transformers.
I never got into Transformers either.
More than meets the eye.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
They're.
Well, I mean, it's no Thundercats.
Thundercats!
Thundercats! Oh!
I actually did get into Thundercats.
I don't know anyone from my generation that didn't get into Thundercats. That show is amazing.
Raise your hands if you were into Thundercats.
See?
Wow. You can
I'm an old man, and I actually have not seen it. So.
You're fine. You didn't insult us. He can leave.
Oh. Well, I don't think you have the power to fire me.
Not you, him.
I know, but I haven't seen
him.
I have the power to fire him. He's my Joseph.
Fired.
I can fire him. Okay. Out of a cannon point. Into the sun.
I'll punch you right into space. I've done it before.
Just because you can do it to a DVD, it doesn't mean you can do it to me.
So I was trying to teach my old coworkers how to flick coins by snapping. They couldn't do it. Have you guys ever done it?
I've like, been able to.
You never, like, you sit here and flick it, and I, like, okay, quarters are the worst. Anyone got a penny or a nickel? Wow, that's
I do have a penny.
Okay, so I used
be
to
careful
do
with that penny. It's Tyler's life savings.
Okay, so true. I used to do this. I flicked a nickel at my friend, hit him right below the eye. I could see the outline of the president right on there, so...
Does anyone else feel like I'm about to end this like, five-minute venture in pain?
Yes.
How about, hey, go running.
No, that's...
I will
I
hit
want
you.
To.
I want to flick it, but I don't want to hit anybody. And I want to see... You guys
ten points if you can hit the exit sign.
Yes. Do you want me to hit you? Is that I don't think
no, hit her hand.
Here's a target.
Okay, I'm going to flick it this way to the right. Okay,
she's
guys?
Just like, I volunteer.
So,
we're flicking a penny. Let...
Oh, that didn't work. Let me see
that. That landed behind me.
It made a cool sound, though.
It really did. Okay. I'm so glad you're doing that in target. That direction.
That was
that
better.
That is an amazing. That
okay,
is.
Now give both pennies to Tyler, and he'll have doubled his life savings.
See, this was a charity stream. You didn't know.
This was your very first paycheck.
Whoa.
Me. The dude that hasn't done
I got paid before everyone else.
For me. So.
Let's see.
So, I got a question. So, you're just snapping your fingers, and you put it right on. You want to have your middle finger back towards the back of your thumb. Like, you're snapping your fingers. And you want to put the coin right in the front, and you want to move your elbow up because it's going to shoot downwards, and you just go ping.
That's how you aim. You use your elbow as the sight.
Yeah, just like when you're giving a high five, you aim with the elbow.
Your vocabulary sucks because you started that entire thing off like by saying, "Let me ask a question."
Oh,
there was never a question.
I was
going to
ask this guy a question.
This was leading up to the question. No, he did ask a question. He asked if anyone had a penny.
No, I'm saying.
No, before that, I was going to say something.
You just
made
them both.
How did you guys hear about Crack Brain?
You.
Me.
Ah!
Those two.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have three from Stefan, two from me and Tyler. How about you? Okay, so clearly Brandon is not carrying his weight.
No, Susan, yeah, she raised her hand. Susan
one,
heard it from
one,
me.
One for Brandon.
I didn't get one.
Look, if other people come in here, I'm going to make them do it.
Yeah, I think you met Stefan first, like a few minutes before you met me. Because you were talking, and I walked up to you with between you two, and I had pizza. Oh, was that Moody?
Carly says almost ready, hey. And Miss Moody says
this episode sponsored by
hey,
Madam Moody.
Moody
Cosplay.
One of these days, it's going to be sponsored Moody. By Pink Lemonade Cosplay.
It's never going to be.
It will.
One
hey, as
days.
The one that owns the podcast and the company, shut your mouth.
My feather broke
the
down.
Shirt will never
oh, no.
sell.
It.
No
you
one wants
know
it.
That.
Everyone says
you
sponsored
don't know
by
that.
Woodpecker Cosplay. Brent. No one says sponsored by Moody.
Okay,
Brandon.
From now on, everyone says sponsored by Madam Moody Cosplay.
If you
Cosplay.
Have any complaints, I direct you to the manager of HR.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Moody had a knife to your throat.
Yeah, and,
have
then,
I done
and that's
like
why
that?
She's sponsoring
Look,
the episode.
The next episode is called Hugs with Knives, all right?
Oh, dear Lord.
Okay, that's how you get sponsored. You hold a knife to Stefan's throat.
I made you beg. No. You're gonna be sleeping. I got my fishing knife in the room. I didn't take it out of my bag during camping.
Carly, save me.
She's not here to save me. She won't know.
Carly, save me.
She's
gonna
in the building,
watching.
Isn't she? Carly, come save him.
No, I think she's changing for the formal because there was a problem with the room. It probably took them a while because they couldn't get into the room.
Oh, speaking of the room and things that have gone on there. Okay.
Party at Stefan's room.
Please. Let's see.
Drinks.
Okay. So right now the people over in the room are Brandon, myself, we've got Carly, we've got Cole, and then, oh my God, I forgot my friend's name.
His name's
Cole. Thank you, Cole. He's going to kill me.
Does he listen to the podcast?
Carly says, I'm listening.
Oh, is she?
Yes.
Carly's always listening.
Yeah.
She's
Carly,
always
why
listening.
Are you
she's always watching.
She is. Like, all the time. Like, she's going to be our security at the coffee shop.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be the world's first
good night, Stephanie
coffee
Moon.
Bouncer.
Yeah.
Love
yeah,
you, namesake.
Because we talked about that during last week's podcast live, or
Love
just our live of our unboxing with our mugs, which I'm so mad I forgot to bring the mug.
I know. I meant here. To grab mine for this as well.
See, they forgot theirs, too.
I brought this mug.
I no longer feel bad.
Yeah. I was like, I brought it, and I bought all this tea to be drinking, and there's no mug for me to drink out of. So I got a styrofoam cup.
Wait,
okay,
wait
no.
Carly, who
no.
is Cord calling a douche?
This guy. No.
Wait.
Okay.
You got to call it a douche.
I will ask this for everyone else out of there. When you have a styrofoam cup, what is one thing that you're really not supposed to do
with it? That's why
put
I
put it in the microwave.
Look at that! Look at that!
Punch
everyone!
I did not
right off the bat.
That's why I asked you. First thing I said, can you put styrofoam in a microwave? That's why I asked before I did it.
This is common knowledge.
Stefan, I'm starting to think that we're not your embodiment of your children, but Brandon might be.
Like, the amount of things that we basically said, like, Brandon, no. Brandon, no. Brandon, no.
We watched Yes Man last night. You're supposed to say yes.
No.
That doesn't mean you should put styrofoam in a microwave.
I did it. I did not. I asked. That's why I asked. Can I put it in there? Because I wasn't sure. Because usually when I put stuff in a microwave, there's no styrofoam in the house.
What?
I don't understand that, Coral. It's like anytime you put something in a microwave, there's no styrofoam in the house.
In
that
the house!
You have to bring the
your house
styrofoam.
You're bolt!
There's a reason that he's not allowed to have styrofoam
he
in the house anymore.
He just throws all the styrofoam out the window. Okay, I can microwave something now.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
You've named a shirt that I want to happen.
Wait, so is that three shirt ideas that pertain to me?
You better write that down.
Yes.
No, it'll just come to Brandon, no.
Brandon.
That's how it's going to be. Instead of sorry,
come in.
Not sorry, Stefan.
Come join us. Come
join us, Jesse.
There's a Titan with a gigantic Toblerone.
Okay, I'm so glad you
I love this.
Well, it has to be a giant Toblerone for the giant Titan.
I
you
want
don't
it.
Deserve this big
I deserve it.
I
it.
Don't.
I deserve it. Bring it.
Caden says you look like an old man, Brandon.
Yes.
I am an old man, and as you'll see tomorrow,
I'll be inside
a 14-year-old boy.
Oh, this.
None of that conversation sounded good.
All we got out of that is Brandon's going to be inside a 14-year-old boy.
I'm going to be inside of a 14-year-old boy tomorrow, and he's going to be shocked.
Shocked and confused.
Someone else have a segue?
All the crows have already talked to me and says that we're gonna do a scene and say, I found him.
Well, I'm going to be a pretty princess tomorrow.
He is. He's gonna be the best Disney princess.
You're a that's right, he is based off Mulan.
That's correct.
Fun fact, Ren and Nora are both based off of Disney princesses. He's based off Mulan and Nora's based off Thor. They're both Disney princesses.
Thor is a Disney princess.
He is a Disney princess.
It's Thor's owned
by Marvel's Disney. Owned by Disney, but and he is a princess. Don't judge him.
He's got luscious locks.
Don't you tell Thor how to live his life. It's 2017.
Loki already did that.
Yes.
No comment.
No comment whatsoever.
Right.
I did have to laugh about your wife leaving a comment on our last live feed, like, hours after we finished. She's like, he's a merman.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, we are about mermaid. The whole merman.
Hey, mermen can be mermaids.
It was, like, right before I went to bed, after you guys had left, I see that I got we got a notification from your wife, and I just read the comment, and she's like, it's a merman.
Was it your wife or was it your mom?
I don't know. My wife and my mother both leave comments that I don't know about.
Yeah,
they're just trying to support you.
They are. Look, okay.
I'm sure it was your wife because I've seen comments from your mom too. So I get all of the notifications, you guys.
You're welcome.
I don't get any, and for that, I think I'm thankful.
Oh yeah, it's constantly going off.
Yeah, it's constantly going off.
One new view with Cospod.
Yeah.
Well, the worst part is I don't know how to change which version of me is commenting on things, so sometimes I'm commenting.
You can do it on the desktop. The mobile, you can't.
Yeah, and it drives me crazy because I commented as Cracked Brain, and then somebody replied, and then I replied, and replied as Candace, and I'm like, I don't understand this.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
That's why you do dash K Candace at the bottom.
Does. Yeah, but then it's like when I add the admin thing, it's commenting as Candace, and then when I'm not adding the admin thing, it's commenting as Factory.
So when she adds the thing, it's like Candace said blah 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 blah.
Signed Candace.
There you go.
It's the worst. I'm like, I don't understand you, mobile app. Please just go.
Go
be
away.
Normal.
Go back to the normal things.
Yeah, but
I can't. Do that
we can't do automatic things though because we all shared like the same page, and so we have to hand
we're
type.
All admins.
See, I really want to go and make sure that we all have monikers because I just want to go and have everyone like the black one. Mm-hmm. Every single because it's like
do I get to be the black one?
The black one. The
not the black one. Not the black one. Not the black one.
No, remember original Stefan, vanilla Stefan, pepper Stefan,
girl Stefan,
and girl Stefan,
gender bend.
Yes.
Funny thing, I really want to do a gender bend sage. The only reason I haven't is because I'm scared of the cosplay community, like, hunting me down.
Look, all right, I've got the big old sword, so you already have a prop.
Okay.
There you
just
go.
Just stab them. Stab them all.
Here's the thing. Like, unless I get a full team sun, it just nobody's going to know who I am.
Welcome to my problem.
I know. Well, we wanted to do a whole gender bend, because I actually did gender bend sun, and my friend did Neptune. And then her friend is like, oh, I really want to join in on this. And so she's going to be Neptune. My old Neptune was going to be Sun. And then we had a Scarlet, and I was going to be Sage. But now three of those people don't want to do it anymore. So I'm by myself.
Oh, boo. So boo on them.
Yeah, see, I'm still trying to. Luckily, I've now befriended my Neptune.
Yes.
I run into a Sun sometimes. Scarlet is still a. He's Ether.
He also cosplays as Sun, too. It's his second Ruby cosplay.
Great. Still need a Scarlet.
Yeah, so just like put out a Craigslist ad or something.
Hey, no, do not get a Craigslist ad. People always get the wrong impression of you from those.
True. Need a slightly effeminate emo guy to go and play inside my cosplay group.
As weird as it sounds, I mean, you might as well get a girl that just crossplays because I think that would be better for Scarlet to be.
Love
you.
Yeah. I got
baby face.
That close
enough. Baby face works too. Oh. If you really want to be Scarlet,
baby face peck is coming back tomorrow.
Last shave of the season. Con season's over. Beard coming back.
Right.
Oh, I miss my beard.
Oh, no shave November.
Con season over.
Con season over.
Time to sit on my butt and watch anime 24/7.
No shave November. Oh, I miss
I
my
hate
beard.
Hate you all.
Just so I can decide on my next cosplay I want
to
torture
myself. Don't worry, Stefan. I can't grow a beard either.
I can try for maybe close to like 3 to 6 months. All right, not a single hair above like what will come out of my pinky will actually show up.
Can
no,
I draw?
No, like it's okay. I understand.
You?
I got makeup.
No.
It's
okay.
For freckles.
You tried drawing.
Actually, it's brown, so it's gonna look funny. A brown goatee on you.
It's gonna look like I basically had fudge on my chin and missed. Thank you.
So what I'm hearing is we just need to buy you some fudge and you just need a miss. And problem solved. Yeah,
she's got a way better idea than you.
That's what I'm here for.
Plus he gets fudge that way.
It's quite a bit. A lot of people have better ideas than me, like styrofoam.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You come in.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to. That's all right.
Oh, come back to us. We miss you.
See, look.
You know him?
Yes. We actually really do know him. I saw him at a wedding like a month ago.
Quick, flick a penny.
Which wedding was?
Oh,
that wedding.
Yeah, he was at that wedding.
I remember which wedding.
Yeah. It was our friend Xander's wedding.
I've clicked out probably like 3 times during this conversation.
Oh, for the 3 people in this room that do not know, we're not actually a couple.
we're not together. Together.
We're not together. Together.
You said you brought this mug.
You know how many times I'm now going to start sending people over your direction because every time I get a, so are they finally going? No!
Watch Ruby and let's find out.
So I'm warning you now, with all of us being personalities, there's going to be fan art of me and Tyler because everybody ships us.
You're right.
Wait, are there already people doing fan art of us?
Well, now there is.
Wait, you're the art director. Are you the one doing the fan art?
They caught on.
She's like,
wait,
brainception.
And one thing. Do we want to talk about what's going on the next year?
Yes. In a little bit.
Okay.
Because I do have certain questions for you all. Okay.
I don't think we finished our first round of questions.
He trapped
like
you in a room.
What we saw, and then we just kind of.
Yeah. That's true. In that great fashion, everyone else answers a question, and then when it should come back around to me, we go completely in a completely different direction. I ask a question and never get to answer it. Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean our first round of questions where you asked us like what have we seen through the con. We got mine and Candace's answer. We didn't get yours or Brandon.
That's what he just said.
Brandon, you say what you've seen.
What you've seen.
What you see.
I saw Stefan shirtless.
Ooh.
Well, many times.
Well, we all did. He had his open
singing
shirt.
Singing in the rain.
Okay, open shirt is not shirtless.
Well,
no, it might as well be.
On him. Hey, is this still on your back? I wrote my name on his back.
Oh,
while
oh okay.
Ready.
We're finally getting what you guys paid for.
Was it in red Sharpie?
No, it was in the makeup that's around his neck.
Is it on my back?
Yes.
Nice.
It's there.
Okay, so Stefan's been branded, apparently.
Yeah.
You had the wrong shoulder to the camera.
You had the wrong shoulder.
I think
still going?
Nope,
still going?
You're good.
Now stand up straight.
Standing up straight.
There we go.
There we go.
Yep.
Right? There we go.
Good job.
That is my name on his body. And that, still there.
You look high toned though.
I mean, that's what happened last night, you guys.
Actually, that was this morning.
What happened this morning, you guys?
We were painting.
I'll tell you what happened.
Wait, did you two even get any sleep last night?
No. I'm the puns, the gas.
It was a 9-year-old sleepover. it was really weird,
falling off the bed.
The styrofoam.
No, that was like a.
Okay, you'd have a sleepover at a friend's house, and the lights would be off, and you'd normally think, okay, maybe it's time to go to sleep, but you start talking
after five minutes, you're both under the sheets giggling.
Yeah. Okay, I ripped a fart like no other too. I warned people too. I was like, look, in about 5 minutes, I'm going to fart. Everyone, yeah, okay, sure, sure. And like, we're sitting here talking. There's a slight pause. I didn't push or nothing. And everyone just like starts giggling. I'm like, I told you.
So this is where your son gets it from the story on the last podcast.
Yes.
Tuesday's episode.
Yes, you guys are all getting like random sneak peeks by us just being like, remember that time we talked about this thing that they haven't heard about yet?
Oh yep. My gosh.
No, but what else also happened?
Well, I know
this
what the problem is here is clearly we're time travelers.
It's true.
Shh. Wait, if I yes.
Oh, to be fair, we did find a Radio Shack today, so I'm pretty sure we've
is
we
it open.
Yes.
We found a legit open Radio Shack.
What's
Radio Shack?
Exactly.
Oh.
It's like a Circuit City almost.
Oh.
No.
Oh my God, that's really old.
No, it was so bad. I bought a computer, a laptop, and then. There was a problem, and so I went to go get it fixed and whatnot, went in there, and they were closed. I was like, what the crap? And so I couldn't get – I had to go buy a new computer from someone.
Look, I grew up in a place that had Fry's Electronics, all right? I never struggled.
Fry's and Electronics?
That sounds like a terrible mess.
That's what I heard. Did you guys hear
Yeah,
Fry's?
You walk into the store, I need a computer and large fries.
It really took off when they got the waffle fries.
Bad fries I had today.
A burger, a shake, and a new CPU.
Don't ask for chips because you don't know if you're going to get potato or micro.
You eat it anyway.
Both come deep fried.
Yeah. Shockingly good.
Okay, if you want to know what a Radio Shack is, just go to the parking lot at Target. Yeah. It's literally over there.
Okay. It's the fact, I think that they could make so much business during this weekend of how many times I'm like, I need a 9-volt battery connector. I don't have a Radio Shack.
Actually,
now that I know there is one, I'm going to lose my little doggone mind.
You're gonna drive all the way up here to
yes.
With as many cosplayers that are here this weekend, I think this is how they make their business all year. There's just cosplayers going in there this weekend.
We're running in there like it's Black Friday. Come on! Yes.
We have an answer for you. Let's see if it matches.
Do you guys like? Have different Stephanies and try to make like diversions of your original name of Crack Brain, like slightly less Crack Brain, or just need to shine Brain.
Just that's buff a it out,
good
Brain.
Idea.
Brain
maybe? I don't
know. Like different versions.
Manufacturer error Brain.
Insurance isn't going to cover that Brain.
We are member.
We are member.
We are member Brain.
Sponsored by Woodpecker Cosplay Brain.
Half Brain.
I hate you, Brain. I hate you, Brain.
I want someone
who's
to
you
go
brain?
Through all the things that
it's
were
like
together.
You too.
How many times you say you hate me?
That's a super cut that'd be like an hour and a half long.
No. You don't have to cut it. I just want a number, and I'm willing to give something for it. If you give me a number and I go and verify it, I'll give you something.
Wink, wonk.
No. I'll print something off for you, like some cool fan thing. I'll print it off for you, paint it.
So is that going to be our new, like the new poll I have to put over on the page?
No,
guess how many times I tell Brandon.
You've never done a poll. You keep saying I'm going to do.
You keep saying we're going to do a poll, and we never do a poll.
I'm doing a poll tonight.
No, wait. Isn't there supposed to be a poll on Tuesday's episode?
Yes.
There was supposed to
is
be a
there?
Poll.
Yes.
I think so.
I'm starting to think that when Stefan
I
says...
I forgot.
Stefan doesn't watch the YouTube content.
Okay, so I'm starting to think every time Stefan says, I'm going to go do a poll, what he means is going to go over to his friend's house and dance on the stripper pole.
That's not a lie.
Hey. He's really debating on getting one installed
in Zach Pickard's house. Or Caden Tolman. Either way, the stripper pole gets used.
He's just over there on Tuesday like, we're totally adding a pole.
This is what I meant every time.
Kay. Yeah, that explains a lot.
When we get the office, we're putting a stripper pole in.
Yes.
With padding all around.
Yes.
Can we extend
How
it?
Am I going to explain that to my wife? We bought four new desktops, a 3D printer, some very nice supplies, and a stripper pole.
No, I'm telling you, you take the stripper pole.
It won't work. I've been married to this woman for like 8 years. Trust me, it won't work.
He's just gonna just say it completely under his breath, three rooms away, and she'll be like, "Did you say stripper pole?"
I could say that from here, and she'll. And I'm live.
This is why you don't get away with anything.
I'm not buying a stripper pole.
Okay, we're gonna pool our money from our first paychecks.
Ooh, can we have?
And
a laser
we'll get him a stripper pole.
You want to have the stripper pole laser net sponsored by Woodpecker Cosplay?
I'll hold it every day.
Yeah, but it also has to have the Crack Brain logo.
Great, because okay. If Moody comes and tries and uses it, she'll look at it and get pissed off, and she'll lose her
That's a race! And then
Hey,
oh
thanks
God.
For showing up.
Shut up.
Oh, that was
Hey, yeah, so you're just in time for us to actually get on track.
Wait, are you Moody?
No,
Carly.
No. This is Roman Candle.
Yeah, this is Roman Candle cosplay.
Dorito.
Yes, the owner of the longest single episode.
All right, you informed me earlier that you were going to recreate the whole asking him to the formal. Did he reject you properly?
Watch the video.
Okay.
Oh shoot.
Yeah.
So we're going over everyone else's like cosplay names. Like, are we going to go over ours?
I already did my cosplay name.
Okay, everyone knows yours.
No, we didn't go over our cosplay names. I've mentioned it, but...
Stefan is Crack Brain Cospod.
What?
And then Brandon is We Don't Care. And because we've already said it a million times. So rewind the tape.
He's obsessed with it.
Yeah, rewind the tape. You're fine.
I am Aramis Pippin cosplay.
And I am Pink Lemonade cosplay. Not related to Strawberry Lemonade. No relation.
Totally unaffiliated.
Yeah, it's true. Not this crap again.
You're going to hear that so much in Texas.
I know. Well, okay, so I don't know if I'm going to be doing text for RTX.
From the crowd, the bitch insults.
Getting roasted
because,
from the crowd.
I have a secret cosplay I want to do, and Tyler and I...
Secret.
I want to, but the problem is, like, I really don't want to wear armor, and everybody's pushing.
Guns for hire. I don't care.
I might do guns for hire. Everybody's kind of...
I don't care, you're fine. I'm not bitches about
that's true. Well, my issue is a lot of people in the group have been giving me crap about it, and it makes me just want to not do it at all.
Just quit altogether.
So.
I don't think I've given you crap.
Not you two.
Not, it's other people.
Yeah.
They know who they are.
Also, Tyler hasn't gone enough into Red versus Blue to actually see the character he would cosplay as.
No, you showed it to me. You haven't... Well, you showed me the Guns for Hire. You showed me the first episode he appears in.
Yeah, but not the episode that's important.
Candace, who?
Fair.
South.
North.
Oh, North.
Yeah. North. Yes,
so
North.
If you guys don't know, we're going to RTX.
Stop looking at me!
We're going to RTX this next August, and we're doing the cast of Red versus Blue. So we got
and our other
Lavernius Tucker,
Bouncer Bowo,
David Washington.
I am doing North apparently if I join them.
Yeah, and I'll be doing Tex if I join them. Like I said, Tyler and I are kind of on the fence just because we want to get our whole plan figured out first before we make any concrete plans.
So we're making the whole armor, head to toe, and it goes pew pew
rip.
Pew.
So it's not that Tyler and I don't want to do it. It's just that our lives are kind of chaos right now. So.
Chaos. Yeah. What are you guys doing this year? You guys got any plans?
Yes.
All of you.
To the audience. What are the audience's plans?
Making a dragon?
Making a dragon. That's not the dragon that's being
tomorrow. Dragon, I'm a dragon.
Oh, the dragon. Dragon.
Just do it, man.
I can't wait to see
like,
yeah, just go for it. Like,
yeah.
You just met us today, so
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Love the gloves.
Thank you. I love these gloves. These are the best gloves.
They're so awkward looking, but they're actually really cool.
They're super cool.
Take pictures.
Well, thank you.
Well, he already knows that. We've already established that. It's true. Yeah.
What's the turnout? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people in the audience.
I
count as
2.
Shut up. Wait, why do
clones
you count as 2?
Clones count as 3/5 of a person in case there's any clones.
Ooh. Yeah, that's that's a Rooster Teeth rule.
I don't know. I'm bleeding, and I don't know why.
Look at this. This is dangerous work that you put us in. You're already bleeding.
You're
I don't know.
he just cut
through
himself.
His thumb.
I don't know.
No. It'll be fine. He'll stop bleeding once, and he'll either run out of blood or.
Well, Stefan, if himself. You would stop playing with the knife under the table, you'd be fine.
Shh. Yeah, you're supposed to put it over the table.
Business.
You know, do the finger game.
Hey, Chicka Bum Bum?
It's
Watch Red versus Blue.
Yeah, Red. Watch Red versus Blue.
I stopped watching Red versus Blue like season 12.
I'm pretty sure that was before season 12. That was Caboose's version of Tucker's Bow Chicka Wow Wow, except for like Hey Chicka Bum Bum.
I shot her in the bum. Gotcha. Hey Chicka Bum Bum.
I knew the Bow Chicka Wow Wow. Yeah.
But.
I still have questions for you all.
Okay, I still have answers for you.
Okay, shut your mouth. Don't say a word.
Brandon,
okay, so
don't say anything.
So Brandon doesn't get to answer any more questions.
No, he gets to answer questions. He just gets to not interrupt me.
It's a yes or no question for Brandon.
We already talked about that.
I know. I was listening.
Okay, so what was the question, Stefan?
This beat. Shut face!
I didn't say anything.
I like her idea.
What was it?
Shut face. Just shut face.
I think that needs to be on the next shirt. Shut face.
They're all pertaining to me.
Except for I made them myself. That's mine.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Can the short black thing ask his question?
Yes.
Okay. This being anime bonsai, I want to know, what was one of the first animes that you were embarrassed to show around your family?
Oh, the list.
And if y'all need time to think, I can definitely go and share
okay,
mine.
I actually do have an answer for this, because I am a child of the 90s. I wasn't so much embarrassed by the show. I was embarrassed by my mom because of this, because I was a huge fan of Yu Yu Hakusho. And she called it Yun Yun Hakusho. Or Hakalugi, or Yu Yu Hakusho.
Hakusho.
Like, you pick up a shoe and you hawk it.
I like
what?
I actually don't have anything I'm ashamed to show my family. My family's pretty chill.
His mom just comes downstairs like, what's she doing, son? He's like, oh, you know, just hentai.
I'm just watching Bible Black, that's it. for anyone in the audience who's not 18,
don't explain that.
Google that.
You guys are welcome to come in.
Oh, because you said
scared him away.
So for someone over 18, you scared the little kid.
We scared
yeah, that's true. I'm a terrible person.
So, first anime that I was embarrassed to show my parents?
Yes.
Does Pokemon count as one?
You.
Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh? Wait,
you were seriously embarrassed to show your parents Pokemon?
I don't know. I wasn't embarrassed, but like how they talked to me, I was like, I like this show.
Funny thing, my dad got me into Pokemon.
See,
my dad was, he'd just be like, oh, you playing the Pokemon?
Oh, my mom would say Pokemon, too.
I'm a Pokemon.
You're a Pokegirl.
Like, I don't show, my parents anime. They, like, I try and show them my geek stuff, and they just don't care.
My mom just tunes me out, it's okay.
They tune me out. Like
that's how you get them to go away. You just start geeking out about your like geek stuff, and your parents will just like roll their eyes, tune you out, and then walk away, right?
Well, here's the funny thing. My dad is the reason I'm a fan of anime. The first anime I watched was Slayers, which I watched with my dad. That's a good one. Yeah, and then we watched Sailor Moon together, we watched Pokemon together, we watched everything together. My mom was the one who thought it was a phase. So my mom's just like, oh, she'll grow out of it eventually.
See, my parents still can't get the name of my favorite cosplay. My Captain Cold, they can't ever say. They always do Captain Freeze or Mr. Cold.
Not Blue Arrowhead?
No, that's Dr. Alchemy. Hashtag Blue Arrowhead.
At least they haven't called you like something like Mr. Captain.
Which, that got someone, an Instagram account shared my Dr. Alchemy cosplay today. I was like, yeah!
You're welcome.
They didn't put hashtag Blue Arrow.
I think the funny thing was Tyler and I working on cosplay. We used to cosplay Fairy Tail, and we were doing like these Japanese themed outfits. And so he had a little happy plushie, and we made like a little kimono for him out of like felt. And his mom comes into the kitchen. We're sewing it. She's like, "Oh, you're making them for your toys now too?"
Wow. I was
trying to. This was for Nihon Matsuri, so it's Japanese festival. So we're making it Japanese-esque.
Yeah.
That
one
piece right there will be my entire thigh
blade.
Yeah.
Hot.
All right, so let's let Stefan answer. Like, let's change of pace.
he's still embarrassed to show
this
his family
like
anime.
This is the first time on the podcast.
No, it's like, so thinking back, okay, this goes back like way back before Toonami and whatnot, but there's an anime called Golden Boy.
Oh, I love Golden Boy.
I never saw that one.
You know that clip of the guy swimming, and then he's like, stops. Like, oh, how's my swim? That's from Golden Boy.
You mean Free. Second free season of Free?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I will explain Golden Boy to you all. Basically, it's just a young guy, burnout, kind of like out of high school, isn't doing well over in college, has just a menial jobs, and all he really wants to do is go out with women. And it's what you think of when I say the word ecchi. Does everyone recognize that word?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Because that is what started ecchi. All right. So it is the most like pervy type thing ever. And I remember when I first found out, like I'm sitting there like, oh, this is going to be a great, what's going on now?
And what, okay. What year was that released?
1970, God knows what.
Yeah.
And here we are 40 some odd years later. And still talking about Arrow Manga Sensei.
Yeah, now Arrow Manga Sensei has stepped up the game.
Okay.
Man.
Look, I haven't told you all that. It's like my mother, who got me into anime and into most geeky things, one of the first episodes I'm watching of it, she comes around the corner and is going like, and what are you watching?
It's always when your parents come in the room.
Exactly.
Like the whole thing could be like super like G-rated the moment they step in a room. Tits.
Yes. Try being married and having that. It's like watching like Food Wars and be like, look, it's about cooking. This is fantastic. And oh my God.
Meanwhile, having an orgasm over peanut butter and jelly.
Yup. I had to explain that to my wife. That's not fun.
Okay. My roommates who are totally cool about that kind of stuff, I get embarrassed watching Food Wars around them. Whenever they're like, they hear Food Wars coming from my room, they're like, what are you watching? And I'm like, it's porn. That's easier to explain.
It's food porn. That's all it. Literal food porn.
See, what's also bad in that situation is the fact that, like, Tiff, my wife, knows that after I watch certain anime, I start getting, like, amped up to do certain things. So, like, if I watch Hajime no Ippo, I'm going to start boxing again. If I start watching, like, you know, Free, I'm going to start swimming again. Food Wars started making me cook, but there's a character that cooks with no clothes on.
Now we just need an anime about a stripper, and he'll want to start stripping again.
That's Arrow Manga Sensei! Tyler, that's Arrow Manga Sensei!
Okay.
We were talking about that earlier. Every time he mentions he's going to do a poll for Crackbane, all he means is he's just going to go to a stripper.
No, we were at a workshop at Zach Picker's. Well, he and his wife do pole dancing.
See, Zach.
He's all like, boom! And I'm just like, how the hell?
Did a flag pole on the pole! A flag pole is when you're going horizontal.
Is that a euphemism for something?
Yes. Why is that?
Your arms are like this, and you're. Okay, flag.
He's the flag.
Right here?
Okay.
I'm the flag on the pole.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
I saw the picture, actually. There was photographic evidence of it.
Big kudos to you. Mine would be like a flag with zero wind.
Zero
wind.
Boom. Mine will be like the folded flag.
Get on the
point. When I went on, I was like, I don't know how to do this. It's like a wall of that thing. It like turned and I was like.
Yeah, I was gonna say that the thing about stripper poles is they're like not a solid pole, it twists. So you grab onto it and you're like,
I'll be like that video of the sloth that tried to reach for like the jungle gym pole and falls backwards, like, ah!
Oh,
that's
a great video.
Well, that's what we do after you shower. We just hang her out to dry.
It's true. He's just like, well, Candace is clean now. We're just going to hang her here. She will drip dry.
Okay, random question.
How random?
Very random.
You had what, four randoms there?
Random answer.
Well, I said it a bunch of times before.
Okay, really random answer.
So, if you are in an airplane.
Potato.
And it all of a sudden started going down, what
Pickle.
Would be the worst song that would start playing?
Get Swifty.
I believe. That is the best song!
Let's get Swifty. It's raining. I was thinking of Free Falling. And the plane's going down.
I was thinking the When Life Is Getting You Lonely, We Can Always Go Downtown.
Well, I'm thinking Bohemian Rhapsody, because you want to sit and enjoy that song, but you're not going to be able to over everyone screaming.
1,000 miles.
Yes.
Making my way downtown.
Do you have an answer?
Stefan? For some reason, I don't know why, but in syncs, I... Was it you?
No. No, that's the best way to go out.
No strings attached?
Sure, but...
Backstreet Boys.
I don't know why NSYNC popped into my head.
Backstreet's back, all right.
Wrong band!
I know, but he said Backstreet Boys, so we're switching.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Backstreet's back.
What about Yellow Submarine?
We all live in a yellow submarine.
Never heard the song.
Come get
I grew up with Temptations.
It's the Beatles.
True fact, hadn't heard a single Beatles song till I was 9 years old. It's a thing.
Yeah.
No!
So you want to know what song is my favorite, like, meme song, just because you start it and you wait for everybody's response and see if they're going to do the meme version or the real version?
Is it, what you say?
No, better. It's, we're halfway there. Whoa! Oh,
wizard unaware.
I've never heard the meme version.
It's just, you just come up with a line that just rhymes with it. Like, lemon on a pear.
Lizard in a chair.
Wizard on a chair.
Yeah.
Pretty
just,
much.
Just make something up.
It's really fun to do in my house when everybody's drunk because everybody will scream something different.
Like we did now.
Oh dear.
Yes, yes, exactly. Like
except
that.
Far more in sync.
Not drunk yet.
I'll take care of that.
So anyway, we're a company.
Yeah, there's some in the room. There's some in my car.
Is it a non-profit company?
Oh,
so
it's
far.
I've
so far,
it.
Yeah. It's not non-profit by choice. It's non-profit because we're not making money yet.
I'm sorry.
Come on, you got to start getting the ad revenue.
Hey.
Look, I almost stripped on camera, all right? There's only so much I can do.
So I'd like to point out the whole video Brandon showed us where you were on helium.
I'm not allowed to show that to public.
He sounded like me.
Hey, well, no, this is the thing. He can do the voice without the helium.
Yes.
See?
This is what happens when you're a voice actor. You learn to go and do voices.
So what I'm hearing is we need to get sulfur hexafluoride so we can all sound like Stefan.
Yes.
What did you say?
Carly.
There's a gas called sulfur hexafluoride, which makes your voice deeper.
So if all of a sudden I use that with my real voice, will that hit like the brown note?
You will sound like a demon.
You will be God.
We already have that.
I'm already God.
Jesus?
Okay, Morgan Freeman will want your voice.
Yes!
Morgan Freeman will be like, can that guy narrate my life?
Yes. Oh, how about you narrate my life?
I want Candace to narrate my life.
I would stutter a lot. You're like, what do I do?
You'd probably
I
be like,
know.
And then there's this bitch doing this dumbass thing.
Yeah, it's
no,
true.
That would actually be pretty funny.
And Candace then as Candace looked across the sea of people right there, she asked one random person, can you narrate my life? Not in the voice of Morgan Freeman. I'm Freegan.
Freegan! We are members!
I was just about to say that!
Wait, can you do we are member in Morgan Freeman?
We are member.
Oh, that sounds nice. Can we just, like, clip that and make it a soundbite forever?
It's a combat skirt.
Now say, I'm combat ready.
I'm combat ready.
Very nice.
Pikachu.
It's like that video of Morgan Freeman playing
Come on,
Pokemon
Carolina.
Go.
I like that Stefan has now just become everybody's favorite, like, toy.
I don't want to share.
Everything I say
and
on this
every
podcast
single one of them is right.
Stay tuned later. We'll be back on Facebook Live. We're going to, from
remember, my t-shirt is I made them myself.
Huh? It's going to be good.
Wait,
are
you
gonna
be
here?
No,
we're
going to go to Facebook Live Facebook at Live. Their hotel room.
It'll be back on the Crackbane page.
So, Cordon left to go get her painkillers like 3 in the morning. So I wait.
Yeah, he like, I was like, why is someone leaving in the middle of the night?
Yeah, hold up. So when I'm going to look, I walk, I walk out.
Hey, how about you?
Let me get to the mic.
No. Yes. Do you really want me to?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on up here.
Do it.
Well, that is like interesting. Okay.
Yeah, no. It's what?
Anyway.
He's
I'm your mom. Talk.
No, so, okay. So, it was Cord, me, Cole on the floor, Stefan, and then Brandon was on the floor, sandwiched between the bed and the wall with about that much space. And so Cord's gone. I wake up. I'm like, where the hell is he? So I get up to look around. Relatable. I get up to look around, and...
Wait, what is that?
Accidentally stepped on Cole's feet.
Okay.
Yes. I'm hurt.
So then I'm like, shit. So then I kind of like bounce up. And so then, you know, he comes back in. He like curls up next to me. He's like, I'm sorry. I should have told you. And I'm like, turning away from him. I'm like, I'm tired. Leave me alone. Well, then I put my glasses on the counter and they fall right onto Cole's head.
And then in the morning.
No. And I'm just sitting there. I'm just like, please be asleep. And I just see this hand go. I was like, aww.
This is the second panel I've been part of where somebody got a cookie and I didn't.
No,
the first was the Ruby panel because we bought cookies for all the panelists, and then it got to Ren and our other Nora, and they took all the cookies, and by the time it got to me, there was none left.
No, to be fair.
Don't feel bad.
To be fair, I do also cosplay as Gaius, so you shouldn't have expected any cookies to get back to you.
We need to reboot the Christmas video.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
So.
I watched that the other day, and then just him talking about cookies reminded me of Tifa like holding all of them in her arms.
So, Volume 4 Yang will actually be part of my RTX plans.
So, do you guys have any other questions? I got a mic right here.
Why are you so sexy?
If you guys didn't see, I got a tramp stamp last night. Yeah, Susan got the picture of it, the first picture of it. And then I go to show Carly, and she immediately slaps my back.
I would have too.
It hurt like... It was worse than having a kidney stone.
I don't think that's an appropriate question for him. He's only into 14-year-old boys.
Yeah. And so it was red for quite a while.
It was probably like close to 3 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, for 3 hours. And I think...
Bam!
Yeah.
Turkey.
So, yeah, turkey. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
I just chilled and looked at
what
happened.
Yeah, like, did you ever draw a turkey with your hand as a kid? Mm-hmm. Like, you drew your hand... And your thumb was the head, and then you had the different colored feathers as your fingers. And
there's
gobble gobble.
There's another version of a turkey too. I actually traumatized my current roommate with this. As when somebody goes to fist bump you, and instead you just hold your hand out against their fist, and you're like turkey.
I've never heard of that. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
My roommate was so upset. He's like, I wanted a fist bump, and he had to leave the room. He was so upset.
Did the jellyfish?
Oh, the jellyfish. You go to high five, and then you're like, jellyfish. And then you're like, sorry, I feel bad. Give me a hug. And they go to give you a hug. You're like, bigger jellyfish.
I've never heard. See, I'm nowhere close to that. Basically, anytime someone comes up like, hey, we're going to go and do this. If I don't necessarily know the person, but I want to go and test their limits, I'll just go in straight for like a warm embrace. So it's like, let's go for it. Oh my God, you're so soft.
Wait, why as his hand slowly moves down your back.
I have. No, I just reach to have that phantom hand.
Give you a fist bump and you go, snap.
Snap. I got the turkey one actually from a Ruby meme because it was like Sun and Neptune were fist bumping and then Jean was like, oh, I want to try that. So he turns to Ren, he's like, Ren! And then Ren's just like, turkey.
Man, I got to take this off.
The lies!
I'm traumatized.
The lies.
I'm traumatized.
It's a bad line on this wig.
You know, I've never seen your hair before.
I don't have much. I'm old. I was wearing a hat. I was wearing a hat.
It's like a trucker hat.
Yeah, my trucker hat.
Rooster Teeth party, you were wearing that wig too.
Yeah, Rooster Teeth party. I was doing this. Well, I didn't want to show off my Oscar yet, but yeah.
So
I have some hair on top of my head. I'm old. It's going away.
I have a question for our newest fan.
It's all migrating down his back. That's what happens when you get old.
I have a question for this fan, because he mentioned earlier he wanted to cosplay, so I want you to hand him the mic. Come up here and be brave.
Yes. Smile the camera.
We love you. Hello. So my question for you is, because you said you wanted to cosplay, but you didn't have friends. Now that you have friends, who would you cosplay as?
Woodpecker cosplay. I think the first cosplay I'd probably do is I'd like to be that guy from Ruby, the teacher with the big mustache with the shotgun axe.
Yes!
I think that would be the first cosplay I'd want to do.
I've actually seen one.
I recommend it. Like,
I'd be like, yes, I killed a bear once with these hands.
Yes!
That is the best impression I've ever heard. Please cosplay him.
Yes.
I want to see somebody cosplay that guy from Ruby Volume 1 during Ublik's class where he's just like...
The one that's just a silhouette in the background?
No, he wasn't a silhouette. They actually modeled him out, and he was just this guy that was just like, yeah!
My head hurts, man.
So, I do have a secret cosplay for RTX, though, and I'm going to give everybody listening a hint. It is my favorite Miles Luna character, and it is not Jean or, what's his name from Cam Camp?
I don't know what
You guys are welcome to message me guesses, either... Well, don't do it through the crack brain, because then everybody will get notifications, but...
Do it through the crack brain!
If you go through Pink Lemonade, you can message me your guesses, and if you guess it right, I will tell you the answer. No,
is
not
the answer.
It's not David.
It's not Camp Camp.
Yeah, so it...
Did you see the Camp Camp group today?
Yes, the Camp Camp group today.
I got video and pictures of them.
One of them was standing behind us in the dealer's room line. Like, the entire time, Tyler.
I am completely oblivious.
She was dressed as
but
Nikki.
But to be fair, I was focused on my waifu.
That's true. Tyler bought a whole bag of his waifu today in the dealer's room.
I got two Rems. I got a Rem figure and another little Rem figure, and then I got a Ram figure, and I got a blind box that came with another little Ram figure. So yeah, I have my waifu.
This dude has way too many figures.
Stefan, you're gonna appreciate this. The best thing about the Rem and Ram is they're posed like this.
They're little mates. One's like this, and the other's like this.
Yeah, so he's gonna put them in the display case like they're presenting the display case.
I love you.
I wish
I could say the same, but they don't love me.
Tyler wasn't sure if he wanted to do it.
Fired!
No, I love you. I don't love me.
Wait, no, you can't take it his spot. You are the bouncer barista.
That is true! That is true, bouncer barista.
I want to know if the bouncer barista... I was going to say, can the barista throw hot beverages in people's face when they're rejected?
Yes. That's her secret power, when she gets her ultimate.
She just... I like you say it's her secret power, like she just shoots her wrists. Like, hot coffee.
I still didn't hear. This one's, like, right in my ear.
How moldable is your hair?
Oh, my hair, yes. Well, I am a greasy, greasy Mexican, so...
It's a transformer!
So at the end of the day, I can pretty much mohawk my hair.
Oh, that's so punk rock.
It's like that... It's like that episode of Futurama where the guy asks Fry, he's like, do you want any hair gel? He's like, no, thanks,
I make my own. It's terrible.
What?
Everyone pass Brandon's wig around.
Okay. Putting the wig on my head.
You look like you're from Final Fantasy.
That's what it looks like! Okay! Anyway,
sorry.
It looks familiar. That's what it is.
No, you're fine. I forgot what I was saying.
I feel slightly there's way too much hair in my face.
So here's the sad thing, is that Tyler actually grew his hair out just for cosplay, and then his mom's like, you gotta chop it off, because he had, like, a wedding to go to.
Yes, my little sister was getting married, and she made me get a haircut, and my hair went from being long enough to pull it all back to being basically shaved on the sides.
Yeah, the best part was Stefan had never seen him with short hair before, so he shows up at the coffee shop, and Stefan's like, I gotta compliment this guy in his t-shirt. Oh, it's Tyler!
Kevin, he cut his hair for Neptune.
Aww.
I just killed him. His hair was so gorgeous.
That's commitment, because one, of hair, and two, because Carly's gonna kill you after the con's over.
It's because Cord is just he brought back sexiness.
And we'll all watch. We won't prevent her from killing.
It's true.
Oh, well, I brought both of my lifesavers. He's going down.
We don't get in the way between Carly and her prey.
It's a very apt way of putting it.
Fight, 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 Corey, if you get a memorial statue,
I swear I'm going to be your Burton
Hey, this guy right here.
Cool.
This guy. Now all nine of our fans have arrived.
No. Well, you gave up on the formal to come to the podcast.
You said
7:30. I said 6:30.
He did say 6:30.
6:30
to 8.
And you could have checked the schedule.
Well, it's past 7:30, so you're still late.
Yeah.
No, that was formal,
because
I like to dance people.
Yeah.
I like to dance, too. I'm just half naked.
Have you
got
a girlfriend yet?
Oh!
We're working on it.
Hey, Cole, I want you to come up and talk to this mic real quick.
I have a question for you. Talk to the mic. You're not allowed to talk to us through the mic.
My question is, what is your perfect date?
We're that kind of podcast
what,
now.
What is it?
Like ideal date or like the best
date
I've
had? It's not too hot, not too cold.
All you need is a light jacket.
I don't understand that reference.
Oh, we're ashamed. Get away from the mic.
Miss Congeniality.
I don't watch those kind of movies. I'm a sci-fi nerd.
Okay, but this movie is actually worth watching.
It really is worth watching.
I won that title.
I didn't get an answer.
I've got wig hair in my mouth.
Yeah.
Well, you're not supposed to put it in your mouth.
I'm not trying.
That's a really hard question to ask, because it definitely depends on the person.
Oh, my God,
he just ripped his hair off.
he just grabbed that wig.
You, Percy, because I'm the one asking you.
That sounds like a weird seagull right there.
I made Carly a seagull.
Giggle.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Drop the mic.
Boom.
Not these ones.
Okay, so I was at...
We can't afford expensive
mics. We were
mics.
Recently at a Disney-themed adult birthday party. And
it was great.
So they gave me a lot of schnapps, and then I started singing Let It Go because nobody else knew the words. And by the end of Let It Go, I was just like, mic drop. But I didn't actually drop the mic. I set it down gently on the love sack.
No,
because that's just the kind of person you are.
Yes.
You're a very generous person. It's like, and I'm gonna be nice.
No, I was like,
but I did it.
I was like, mic drop.
You're welcome.
Just pretend I dropped it.
Use your imagination.
Actually,
there's a difference between a mic drop and a mic spike.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty cheap mic, and there was a love sack there, so I probably could have dropped it. It would have been fine, to be honest, but.
Now, bringing that up, I have a very, 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 very important question, which is next week there's supposed to be some sort of charity thing going on. Don't you say what it is, because it bugs me every time. But it's going to be at Cosplay Karaoke. What are y'all going to sing?
Oh, okay, so...
Cannibal Corpse.
So I really want Tyler and I to bring our Run and Nora cosplays because we're premiering them this weekend, so we could officially wear them out because we put blood, sweat, and tears into them. And I really want Tyler to sing Reflection by Mulan. As Ren.
When will my reflection show?
Okay, so there was a Mulan cosplayer at the Ruby meetup at Comic-Con, and I kept telling Tyler, I'm like, Tyler, go to that Mulan. We will get a picture of you two staring at each other like, when will my reflection show? And he didn't do it.
I should have.
I happen to know a Mulan cosplayer. I can hook you up.
So,
Tyler, what is your perfect date?
2D.
Pink.
once again derailed the actual question to go and put, I hate you so much.
He's really curious. He needs date ideas because...
Yes, I do, actually.
Really, if you need a date idea, go to the aquarium.
Yeah, seriously. There's going to be sloths there.
What?
That's a horrible idea. I've done that.
There's
going to
be
that.
Sloths at the aquarium. We'll
why,
all go.
Why did it fail?
Do it.
Just bad? It was boring?
Boring.
Okay.
Okay, so I didn't...
You don't know how to do the aquarium right.
I didn't get to answer the question.
That's what you said.
Nobody's letting me answer the question.
Kate.
I want to answer the question.
Let Candace answer the question.
I'm going to be Nora, and I'm going to...
What's
the question we're on right now? This karaoke
one. Okay.
Let me answer.
Anyway,
I will backhand you. All right, anyway, so I'm going to be Nora, and I'm going to sing Thunder by Imagine Dragons.
I approve.
Yes.
I approve.
Because it's the perfect song for Nora. It's actually her theme song.
Pecker?
Rooster Teeth just doesn't know.
What? I don't know what I'm dressing as. It's supposed to be trick-or-treat theme. Michael.
Dress up as a candy corn.
I never follow the theme because I never know what to do for the theme.
Well, I know. It's supposed to be trick or treat, and so I'm thinking just go as a cell block psycho, just an orange jumpsuit. But if they're doing Ren and Nora, I kind of want to do my Oscar.
Do Oscar.
But then
don't leave the poor child alone. But
I won't be
Oscar.
Able to get in. I won't be able to get into the bar.
Well, he got into the bar in the show.
He just wasn't able to get
a
drink.
Oh, that is true. Is there a song about underage drinking or something?
Probably.
Just, I don't know.
Okay, get like a ghost sheet, like he said, but then put Ospin's glasses on?
Yeah, or do you want me to do Captain Cold and sing as cold as ice?
You do whatever you want, man.
I don't know what I want to do. I
dress as wife and sing that.
I like your idea.
Well, if you do that, I should dress as Natsu and sing Hot Blooded.
Check it and see.
Well, I can't sing, so.
It's not about singing.
Do you want
it's
me to sing Happy
emotion.
Birthday?
Honestly,
no!
Only
if you jump out of a cake.
And do it like on such like, Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday.
Actually, no. I sent a video to Stefan. And singing it like that, like on Instagram, and he was just laughing out loud. I was like, Happy birthday.
What did I do?
You're laughing when I sent you a birthday message.
That's the first birthday message I've ever received in my life, too.
So,
because I love you.
So with the Halloween and the karaoke thing coming up, I just want to remind everyone, have ever actually heard the Monster Mash. You've only heard a song about the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
You know, there's an old song called The Monster Rash.
Yeah, The Monster Mash is not a song, Tyler.
Yes, it is.
It's a dance.
It's a dance.
Now if there was a song
done to The Monster Mash.
Tribute.
Also, by that logic, Tyler, nobody's also heard The Time Warp.
Fair enough.
They just heard a song about The Time Warp.
I'll have the DJ just pick a random song.
You've also never heard the greatest song in
random
the world.
Random song.
You've only heard a tribute.
We've only heard a tribute to the greatest song in the world.
What's your song?
I'm going to dust off Walkie Talkie Man and see if they'll actually have it there.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Walkie Talkie Man.
I've never heard you sing.
Sing
I'm excited.
It's well, see, you either get the Barry White, it's a little too low, you know, or something of that sort. But no,
high.
I need to do Walkie Talkie Man, because I miss doing that. I miss doing that in Japan.
It's okay, my karaoke sounds like that YouTube channel where the guy dubs over Disney songs but does it really bad.
Relatable.
Yeah. Every time I tell Carly I sing bad, she's like, no, you don't, shut up, I've heard you sing.
That's exactly how she phrases it. With a sword to your throat.
just shut mouth. You sing well.
You should go.
She's just like, you shut your mouth. I love you.
Shut your mouth.
I will.
You're a good singer, fight me.
Yeah, exactly. She's just like, I will kill
singer.
You. I love you so much.
Done. You don't want to give them that power.
Choice right now. What? Let the bodies at the floor.
If you do Barbie Girl, I will do Barbie Girl with you.
So, done. Barbie Girl.
What?
Barbie Girl.
Okay, which one of you is going to be Ken?
I'll be Ken.
life and fantastic.
I was going to say, Carly's going to be Ken. Come on.
Nice.
Okay, so I will say the beautiful thing about Disney karaoke, I had a room filled with 30 people all singing Be a Man in perfect sync.
It was
beautiful moment. And upstairs, there was like five people watching Mulan.
We were watching Mulan.
And they just hear all of us downstairs screaming this song out in perfect unison. And they're just like, is there a weird echo? It was the most beautiful moment in history.
You're the most beautiful moment in history.
Okay, now I'm glad that I am your...
Okay, that's enough brown nosing. Unless it's directed at me.
It's because she doesn't want me to put up for adoption.
What are you trying to say with brown nosing,
no.
Huh?
Guess that one she's over there.
Don't leave me again.
You tried to kill me.
Daddy issues.
Daddy.
Love you, Court.
No, I'm going to say it, but I'm not going to.
I love you, Court.
What? Say it.
Say it.
I can't bring myself. I got reamed for saying racist stuff yesterday.
You know. It's okay, Cord, because you can always finish every sentence with, oh.
I'd like to remind people that we're a company.
Yeah. It doesn't make money.
Okay, well, you know what? We literally have, like, 2 minutes left.
Okay.
So I will say this. Like, I thank you all for being over here.
Thank you.
I thank the people on Instagram for being there.
That's Facebook.
Shut face!
Hey, Mitch started watching.
Thank you, Facebook.
So, like us on Facebook, The Cracked Brain.
And if you post it to Instagram, apparently Stefan thanked you.
I will make a poll for this.
Okay, but we all know what that means now.
We'll take a poll of if he's really going to post a poll.
I say no. I'm doing this tonight.
No.
I'm doing this tonight.
Here's how you get Stefan to do anything. Just tell him he's not going to do it, because then he'll do it out of spite.
Hey,
no. Stefan,
you're
going to
go
bold.
See?
I bet
he's got belief.
Oh, I'm just saying that because you
knew me. Shut up!
I can't lie.
That's
not
funny.
Wait,
my poll
yes.
is that he won't do it.
I hate you all.
I'll do it on my personal Facebook page, but...
Stefan's poll tonight is going to be like, should you shut face or should you shut face?
The answer is...
Suck it!
The third option, you should shut face.
You gotta put Moody at the end.
Yeah,
that's what I'm gonna do.
Just, like, lays on top of them. They're having, like, this super gay moment, not just, like...
It's a bro moment!
You
were not accepted into the bromance that was happening.
Okay, so we have established, though, by meme, there was this meme that said, if you're friends for more than 7 years, you're no longer friends, you're gay. So Tyler and I are now gay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There's a couple more years for me and Casey here, and I'm planning on unfriending him the day before.
Well, right.
We've already gone there, so.
Right now, I mean, Tyler just thinks of him as an acquaintance,
I think
so.
Something, I haven't done it.
It's like a...
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock. All
right, so yeah, we gotta wrap up. We love you.
I love everyone
bye
over
guys.
Here, and with that, I will say I will talk to you all later.
Yeah. Crack brain music. Da 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 da
da da da da da da.
Second duty.
There's no outro to my show.
Someone needs to have these.